Blackstone Audio presents Blue at the Mizzen by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. The Surprise, lying well out in the channel, with Gibraltar half a mile away on her starboard quarter, lying at a single anchor with her head to the freshening northwest breeze, piped all hands at 4 bells in the afternoon watch. And at the cheerful sound, her tender Ringle, detached once more on a private errand by Lord Keith, cheered with the utmost good will, while the Surprises turned out with a wonderful readiness, laughing, beaming, and thumping one another on the back, in spite of a strong promise of rain and a heavy sea running already. Many had put on their best clothes, embroidered waistcoats and silk Barcelona handkerchiefs around their necks, for the Surprises and their captain, Jack Aubrey, had taken a very elegant prize indeed, a Moorish galley laden with gold, no less, a galley that had fired on Surprise first, thus qualifying herself as a pirate, so that the prize court, sitting at the pressing request of Captain Aubrey's friend Admiral Lord Keith, had condemned her out of hand, a perfectly lawful prize to be shared according to the usage of the sea, or more exactly according to the prize law of 1808. And now they were all on deck, radiating joy and facing aft on the larboard side of the quarter-deck, in the usual disorderly naval heap, gazing at their captain, his officers, the purser and the clerk, ranged athwartships and facing forward on either side.